Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Inside Wrestling for April 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Nate, and we're going to be talking about CM Punk's return is near. What's next for AEW? Can they all just get along? Well, let's do I think this is Ashley. Let me see who's on here. What's up?
Hey.
What's going on, Ashley? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just got done eating dinner.
Cool. What was for dinner?
Raviolis.
Oh, okay. Anyways, before we get to the whole CM Punk return to the AEW, what are your thoughts about the current product of WWE? I guess we got Seth Rollins versus Omos at Backlash, which is possibly setting up a match with Omos versus Roman Reigns in Saudi Arabia. I mean, what the fuck is going on with this? Any thoughts on that crap?
Oh, my God. I just made a face. I don't think that's going to work out.
No. Why are they putting so much effort in this Omos guy? He just lost to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Now they're putting him in a match with Rollins. I mean, what the hell? If anything, I would have Rollins face Roman at Saudi Arabia, if anything.
Yeah.
Not Omos.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah. I mean, looking at, like, the future, I mean, who do you think's going to take down the Reign of Terror for Roman Reigns to finally beat him for the title? I mean, who do you think? Is it going to be Cody? Or do you think they're going
to
go somewhere else?
I would like to see Randy Orton come back and do it.
That would be good. That would be good, a nice final send-off, a final title run for Rainey, but I'm not sure how he's doing. I guess his recovery is good. I heard that he's going to not be doing the RKO as often because, you know, it's going to hurt his back and his hip and shit like that. So we probably won't see him do that too much. So he might go back to the punt kick as a finisher or something. But, yeah, I just don't know what the hell is going to happen with Roman. Maybe it's the Usos feud with Roman, maybe Jimmy or Jay take the title off of him. That'd be cool. Sami Zayn, you know, he's a big fan favorite, but I don't know how far they're going to go with this Roman thing. I just know that once Roman loses the title, he's going to take some time off, and he definitely needs it. I mean, it's long title and shit, and we'll see what happens with Paul Heyman. But anything else this past week from Raw or SmackDown that you liked from WWE?
Well, I know Roman hasn't been on lately.
Roman has what?
Roman Reigns hasn't been on SmackDown lately.
No. He just shows up whenever he feels like it. They try to make him like MJF. At least MJF shows up on AEW TV for some promos and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he talks a lot.
Yeah, he talks a lot. Yeah, he doesn't wrestle a lot. Which is fine because you got to remember, too, like MJF is 26 years old, so just have him as a special attraction, wrestle him once in a while, it's fine. He's got plenty of years left to wrestle all these big matches, so there's no rush for him. But I don't know what's going to happen with WWE's product. I know Roman's not going to be at the Backlash pay-per-view in Puerto Rico, I was joking with the guys on the wrestling roundtable, basically. We don't want another Bruiser Brody incident where somebody gets stabbed and killed in the shower. They probably would probably murder Roman Reigns or something. And you know what I said, too? Bring back Carlito for that show. That'd be cool. See Carlito come back.
Oh, my God, Carlito. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would be kind of cool. So, I mean, basically that's it. Really, I don't follow WWE. I really don't watch it. I did watch WrestleMania. And, I mean, what were your thoughts about WrestleMania? I mean, the first night was really good. You could really tell, like, Triple H was running the show. But definitely, like, night two, it was Vince McMahon's show. I mean, you could tell the way the matches were in the booking. It just felt like Vince was hands-on for night two. I mean, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I fell asleep through some of WrestleMania, so I have to admit it. To be heard, I fell asleep through some of WrestleMania.
Yeah, definitely night one was really good, and then, like, night two, you knew, like, okay, Vince is booking this shit. Vince is scripting this shit. It's like, wow. But anyway, we'll see what happens. So now let's get to the main thing I want to talk about today, the return of CM Punk. This has been rumored the last couple weeks. CM Punk is coming back to AEW. He's rumored to be coming back at the United Center June 17th for the new show Collision on Saturday nights from 8 o'clock to 10. Not sure what station. Could be TBS or TNT. Most likely it will be TNT. We just have to wait for an announcement. Mm-hmm. Tony Khan is going to make an announcement this Wednesday on Dynamite. That might have to do with the Collision show, so we'll just have to wait and see. Are you looking forward to seeing CM Punk coming back to AEW?
I have to be honest, I am, because I'm a fan of CM Punk, always have been.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so, I'm looking forward to seeing him coming back. He's got some unfinished business. I just hopefully the locker room gets along. I guess they're going to split the rosters. People that want to work with Punk and this and that are going to be on the new show Collision on Saturdays, and then the rest of the squad is going to be basically on Dynamite. I guess CM Punk can't have any contact with the Young Bucks. So, it's just going to be interesting to see. I know they're going to try to bring him back for that show in Chicago. That's most definitely going to happen. But if I was AEW, and if you're really smart, May 3rd is a Dynamite. I would hint at a CM Punk return, a video clip or something with CM Punk in it. Because 2 days later, they are selling those tickets for All In at Wembley Stadium in London. They got, like, well, not, they're not going to have 90,000 seats. I guess they're going to tarp off from behind the stage. So you're figuring about maybe 60,000 to 70,000 possible seats being sold. So I would have Punk show up on the May 3rd show on Dynamite, even if it's just an interview or he just shows up on the screen saying, I'm coming back or something. You need something to get that sale on May 5th for those tickets at Wembley Stadium. Are you excited for the Wembley show? I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, is that going to be a pay-per-view or is that going to be just a regular show?
No, it's going to be a pay-per-view. Hell no, no. They got to make money. This is going to be a big, big money-making show for them. And it's really big, too, because they don't run a lot of shows in Europe and United Kingdom and all that. So
yeah,
this is going to be really big. A lot of fans think, oh, they're not going to sell all these tickets. Never underestimate the European fans because TNA did a show years ago, and they drew like 8,000 fans for just a regular house show. So I could definitely see them selling 50,000 to 60,000 seats. They already got like 45,000 people on waiting list to buy tickets. So right there it tells you they're going to sell at least 50,000 tickets for the show. I think it's big, not just for the wrestling show, but for the distribution and maybe the future programming in the European market. So, yeah. I'm definitely going to check it out. Not sure where they're going to go with a main event. Some people think it might be CM Punk versus MJF. Some people think it should be CM Punk and FDR versus the Elite. I think they should go that way. Another one thinks it might be Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay is a big star in ERB's British, too, against Kenny Omega. So they have multiple ways of going with the show, but I think it's going to be a really good show. And then I guess Soraya, too, already told Tony Khan she better be booked on that show or she's going to kick his ass. So I thought that was funny. So,
that's funny.
But anyway, are you watching the AEW product? Or what do you think of it? How do you like the booking? How do you like the matches? How do you like Moxley and company being heels?
Oh, I love John Moxley. I'm a fan of John Moxley. I'm a big fan of him, so.
Yeah, it's just crazy now. Like, he used to always bleed in his matches. Now he's making his opponents bleed in matches. Now he's not bleeding, so I don't know. The dude's a fucking nutcase, but whatever. I mean, yeah. I don't know how his wife stays with him or whatever. You know, he's got a little kid to think about. I mean, come on, Moxley, you got to stop with this crazy shit. You might not see your daughter fucking graduate high school, or you'd be in a wheelchair or something one of these days, but... I like the Blackpool Combat Club. I like them being heels. I think Don Callis, I could see Don Callis turning on the Elite and managing them since they don't have Steven Regal anymore. So, I mean, I think it would be an interesting situation. What are your thoughts about MJF as a champion? Do you like it, or do you want to see him wrestle more, or what?
I think he needs to go to somebody else.
With the title on somebody else?
Yeah.
I think you're gonna be waiting for a long while because they're not gonna take that title off of him until probably January or February, whenever his contract's up. So if he signs a new deal, he's gonna keep the title for longer. If he doesn't want to re-sign, they're gonna take it off. I honestly believe that he already re-signed with AEW. I really think he's really locked up. This is just part of, like, a storyline angle. Him and Sammy Guevara getting along, I think that's just basically a swerve. You're going to see Sammy turn on MJF. I'm not sure where they're going to go for the title match. I think they're going to go with Darby Allin. I think Darby Allin, MJF, is going to be at the Double or Nothing show in Las Vegas. So I think that's where they're going to go
with. Yeah, that's what's happening, because I watched AEW the other night, and that's what's happening.
Yeah. So I think that's where they're going to go with. I think Darby Allin's going to end up winning that little tournament thing that Jig guys are doing with the Pillars. And then they'll go with that. But MJF's not losing the title. They're going to keep it on him. I don't know who's going to take the title off of him. I said that probably you have Wardlow take it off of him. But you really have to build up Wardlow as a champion. You keep, like, taking the TNT title and play, hot potato with it back and forth with him and Hobbs and shit. Doesn't make the title worth anything. So he needs a lengthy title reign, Wardlow, if he wants to have any chance of going for the world title against MGF. But anyways, getting back to CM Punk and his impending return, I think it's good for business. And the thing I don't get is these wrestlers backstage don't want to work with CM Punk, this and that. But bottom line is CM Punk's going to bring in ratings. CM Punk's going to bring in viewers. CM Punk's going to bring in buy rates for the shows, which means more revenue, which means you're going to be displayed, too, on the shows. So I think it's more money for everybody. I think it's a win-win situation. I think they just need to bury the hatchet. CM Punk, Omega, the Bucks. Even CM Punk and Jericho, I don't know what the fuck their beef is about, but it's just stupid. But at the end of the day, CM Punk's good for AEW. And if you look at the ratings, they're getting, like, they've been going from, like, 1 million down to, like, 800,000 plus. I guarantee when CM Punk does return on that show, at the Collision show on the 17th, they're going to have his segment whenever he returns will be probably the highest segment. If you look on AEW's YouTube page, their two highest videos ever watched is CM Punk's debut. So that tells you right then and there, he will bring viewers back. I see a lot of comments in fan boards that fans will go back and watch AEW if CM Punk returns. So I'm looking forward to seeing him return. I just don't know what they're going to do. I think to basically have CM Punk and FTR teaming up against the Elite. That's your big money match. If they do it at Wembley, cool. If not, I would do it a few weeks later at the All Out pay-per-view. I think it's probably going to be in Chicago. So there we go. So you got three shows in Chicago. You have in, June, then another Dynamite show in June, and then pay-per-view in September. So, three big shows in Chicago with CM Punk. It's going to be huge to see. So, I don't know. I just want these guys to get along, and it's like, why fight? You know, at the end of the day, you're a company. AEW has a chance of being a legit number two powerhouse to WWE. Honestly, if you look at it, I think AEW is really the number one wrestling company in United States. Wrestling company.
I think so,
not talking about like actual physical wrestling. AEW is number one. WWE is an entertainment company. They have the billions and millions of viewers and shit like that. They make the revenue and shit. But an actual work product, WWE is second to AEW. And I don't give a shit what anybody says. So, but
yeah,
I mean, AEW's got a bright future coming up because you're going to have CM Punk show up on the 17th, maybe even the 21st. You have the Forbidden Door 2 pay-per-view. Probably Punk will be involved with that, so that will be a huge event. I'm not sure where they're going to go with a match. I always said CM Punk versus Kenta would be good, the go-to-sleep versus go-to-sleep move, Kenta and Punk, so I think they want to probably do something with that. But, yeah, I mean, are you liking the AEW product? Is there something you want to improve on their product?
No, I think it's pretty good. I really like it. I think it's better than WWE. I really do.
Yeah. What about the whole Britt Baker, Adam Cole situation? Do you like that they're bringing the relationship into a wrestling angle?
I think it's okay, as long as they don't stretch it too far.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have Adam Cole show up to Jericho's house and attack his wife. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Baby! There you go. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like I said, I always liked Chris Jericho. He's, like, one of my last favorite wrestlers from the WWF days and shit like that. I was a big fan of Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, Chris Benoit, you know, and, you know, basically two of them are dead and one guy is pretty much Parkinson, so he's not doing too well. But, yeah, Jericho is, like, the last of my favorite characters. I always will like Jericho. I'll never shit on him because he always knows when to put guys over. He always reinvents himself with a new character, which is really tough to do in pro wrestling, and get it over. He get over a fucking click of a pen, taking a pen and just clicking it, basically hinting at the list. I mean, if you can get, I mean, you get that over, it's ridiculous. But,
I remember that.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to for WWE in the future? I guess Drew McIntyre might be leaving, so that's an interesting situation.
Yeah.
And I think his contract expires right before the All In show for Wembley for AEW. That would be cool if he shows up at the show.
Oh yeah.
For AEW. Plus he's from the United Kingdom or Scotland. So there you go. He's from the European, so from the area. So that'd be huge. But we were talking about on the Wrestling Council about the women's division. Do you think the women's division of WWE is really lacking right now?
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, you look at Asuka. How the hell is Asuka 0-5 at WrestleMania? She hasn't won a fucking WrestleMania match ever. Fucking Asuka, probably one of the best female wrestlers they have. And she hasn't won at WrestleMania. It's kind of scary thought, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't have Trinity back. And, you know, Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, is in New Japan. So, I mean, they're really hurting. They're really hurting WWE's women. Actually, AEW's women division is actually looking better. And I thought I would never say that because, it's definitely looking better, AEW. It's only going to get better because I think Mercedes Moné will eventually sign with AEW. So then, you know, you got them, you got Sheree, you got Britt Baker, you got the champion. She's really good, too. Tony Storm.
Yeah.
So AEW is really stacking the women's division. I think you need that, too. Even if their viewers, 20% is probably women, you want the women in tune to watch the product. Because if they like the women wrestlers, they'll probably like the men, too. Because we all know the women like the beef, you know. They like the beef. Yeah, the beef. Yeah. So anyway, like Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon loves the beef. But Anyways, so how you been? How was your Easter and stuff? How was your holiday?
It was okay. I mean, I didn't really do much since my mom passed away, so I was just like kind of, it was kind of.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry about that. Yeah, your mom passed away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. How old was she?
She was like in her 60s.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Condolences. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I was like, wow, things have been busy for me at work and stuff. So, yeah, I remember you were telling me that. That sucks. Especially when you lose, like, a relative or somebody during the holidays, it's probably even tougher, too, because you're having a big dinner and, you know, there's an empty place right there. Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I lost my dog, like, the day after Thanksgiving years ago. So that was crazy.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so we'll just see what happens with AEW. I'm excited to see Punk come back. Hopefully we get an announcement too from AEW about the video game. I don't know what the fuck the delay is. They got the age thing, so it's gonna be what PG-13 or whatever the fuck, mature or whatever for the video game. So I don't know why it's taking so long to get an announcement when the game's gonna be released.
Yeah, I know.
From what I think, it looks pretty good. The game looks good. So hopefully
yeah.
We get an announcement from Tony Khan. I don't know what his announcement is going to be this Wednesday. We'll just have to wait and see. Yeah. So do you actually sit through 3 hours and watch Raw, or do you just, like, record it and watch it later, or you fall asleep during the show? I mean.
I mostly fall asleep during the show, to be honest.
Now, you fall asleep during watching Raw. Do you fall asleep watching Dynamite?
No.
Or no? Right there and then, you don't sleep during AEW, but you sleep during WWE. So right there and then, it tells you what is the better wrestling product, or at least keep you in tune. It's AEW, you know? I mean, AEW is not a perfect company. I'll admit that. But at the end of the day, they put on great shows week in and week out. So, you know?
Yeah.
And like I always talk about on my show, too, if you go back and watch their pay-per-views, they haven't put one stinker pay-per-view since they've been a company. There hasn't been one bad pay-per-view by AEW. That's crazy.
Well,
because usually you'll have a stinker. And WWE's been putting out
some
shows lately too, you know?
Well, since I got my cable back, I might rent, like, a pay-per-view one day or something. Maybe I want the London one.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, you can invite a couple friends over. You know, it's probably going to be like $40, $50, probably $50. Yeah, invite a couple of friends over,
okay.
Split the bill, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. The only thing is, I wish I had weekends off so I can enjoy it because I'm at work, so I can't really enjoy them. But I still can watch them. But anyway, actually, thanks for chiming in. I was hoping to have Sports Kingdom on here and Chris, but I guess they're working or busy. I guess there was a new Japan show last night, so. Sports Kingdom wasn't going to join in. I guess New Japan had a show. Chris probably watched it, too. I think it was on, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, did you hear about that earthquake they had in freaking New York? What the hell is going on?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, first I saw they said it was 4.7. Now they said it was only a 3.2. But I'm like, what the hell is going on? Earthquakes? Freaking thunderstorms here today? Pouring rain? I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then one of my Facebook friends in New Jersey, they had, a tornado 1 week, and then the following week, a fucking couple houses, 3 houses, burned on their street. Get the hell out of New Jersey. What the hell's going on in New Jersey? Jesus Christ, nobody's safe. Fucking Ultimate Warrior promo right there. Exit stage left. Exit stage right. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Fucking Jesus. Man, the devil's trying to kill us all.
Yeah.
But anyways, you have a nice week. Hopefully you enjoy Monday Night Raw. I know it's good for sleep at least. And yeah, Wednesday we get some wrestling action. Got Bandito back. He's gonna fight Orange Cassidy on Wednesday. That should be a good match. That guy's pretty good. I like that Bandito guy. He's pretty good. So he's gonna fight Orange Cassidy on Wednesday for that that title that he has. Like, all-world title, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't even know. They got so many weird titles. I don't even know what it's called. But, yeah, he's going to fight Orange for his title. So, yeah. But thanks for chiming in. Hopefully you have a nice week. Stay safe. And, yeah, I'm always here. If I get bored, maybe I'll send you a Vince McMahon clip later. You never know.
Okay.
You like the Beaver? Hey, hey, boss. What's going on, boss? The Beaver.
Yeah, I like the
yeah.
Beaver. The Beaver gets me to laugh.
Kevin Dunn, I'm a Beaver. I know I would. Yeah, Kevin Dunn fucking would, man. All right, but thanks for chiming in. I appreciate it. Really appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
All right, take care. Have a good week. Bye.
You too.
So I want to thank Ashley for calling in. But, yeah, let's see what happens. CM Punk, like I said, the June 17th show, United Center. End of the day, he brings in ratings. He brings in revenue, buy rates. And these people that are having issues with CM Punk, gotta know, if this guy's bringing in viewers, just bringing in viewers is going to draw eyes on you, too, during the show. So in the end of the day, everybody benefits with CM Punk. Now, if you're in a feud with him, you don't want to be in a feud. Yeah, I understand that. But if you're not working with him physically in a fucking angle or storyline, then don't worry about it. Just enjoy the ride. But anyways. All right, everyone out there, take care. This has been Nate for Inside Wrestling. Maybe we'll get some ice cream bars from Funk. Never know. Maybe we'll get some ice cream. So there we go. But everyone out there, take care. This is Nate for Inside Wrestling. Everyone have a nice, safe week. Like I said, I only do these shows once I hit my previous show hits 100 downloads and listens. So basically listen to Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcast, and iTunes. And I think it might be in some other ones too, but I don't even know. But yeah, so that the episode, like when this episode does 100 downloads or listens at least, I do a new episode. So there we go. But everyone, take care. It's been Nate. Have a nice week and stay safe. Weather's getting crazy. Earthquakes, tornadoes, floods. I don't know what the hell's gonna happen next. Armageddon. So I just wanted to make it the 2032, like Demolition Man. I want to see Taco Bell. Is the last franchise fast food place that'll survive. So that's all I want to do is make it to them. But, is it 2030 or 2029 is the Terminator? So I don't know. Might be a rough couple years coming up. I don't know if I can make it a Taco Bell 2032. Anyways, take care. This is Nate for Inside Wrestling. So everybody, goodbye.